Today's daf is Nazir daf Samach Aleph. And we are the last couple of lines of the eighth parak, going into the ninth and final parak of the Masechta. Just one hosafa from a couple of days ago, and that is a tshuva of Rav Moshe relating to the issues of a man cutting off some white hairs and the isser of Lo yibash gevar simlas isha, and the opposite, beged ish, beged isha. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses, seems to me that there was a young man that had a lot of white hair, and a more white hair than the average young man, and he was trying to get a job, and the company wouldn't have given him a job if they thought he was so old, but he wasn't so old. He was really young. He just happened to have white hair. So he asked Rav Moshe, is he allowed to dye the hair, not to stam look younger for beauty, but in order to get the job? Be'im kavanaso tzviyaso, Rav Moshe writes in Yeridea Beis Samach Aleph, hu loli yipui. It's not to become more beautiful and look like a woman. Ela kadeshi kabluhu lemisra ba'ofan she'ein iser ona'a. Not that you're tricking them and like you're going to be younger than you look. You want to look like your age. You just don't want to look older than your age. So you're not tricking them. Kigon she'yodea she'yaseh malchama kitzair mistavre she'ish lahatir k'mo beloveish mipnei achama v'atzina she'hitirabach. The Hulu, and he says, I've also heard this in the name of other Gedolim, but again, like we said a couple of days ago, that in a case where it's to prevent tsa'ar, or to that somebody's in a lot of pain or discomfort for some other reason, one would be allowed to do it. The only issue is to do it, to pluck out the hairs, because I don't like the way it looks. I don't want to look so old. Stam. So that's something that's halacha views as a feminine type of activity. But if there's a certain purpose involved, like Rav Moshe has that case, in terms of trying to get a job and looking the age that the person is, so then it would be okay, Rav Moshe writes. Okay, so now let's get to the last section of the parak. So if you remember, we discussed the last couple of days, day and a half, the issues of Mukhlat and Safek and Vadai and the discussions of what one does if one is not sure what one is. And the last line of the Mishnah that we had on Daf Nun Tes Amabez on the bottom, the reason that you have to wait so long between each of the haircuts, if you don't know if you're a Mitzora or if you're a Tamei Meis V'chulu, because just in case I am not a Mitzora and I'm not Tamei Meis, then I'm still in the regular Yisurim of Naziris. And a haircut of Mitzora, not a body cut of Mitzora, is only Doche when it's Mitzora Vadai, not when it is Mitzora Suffix. That was the last line of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says here, Boi Rami Barchama, Hani Arba Tiglachios, these four haircuts, Dika'amar, that the Mishnah says, and the Rishonim explained that we're not really asking on all four haircuts, because the question is about whether one has to use a razor. That's going to be the Lamaisa question. And we already know that based on Psukim that we had earlier in the Masechta, that a Nazir has to end his Aziris with a tar, and the Mitzora has to get his haircuts with a tar. The only Shaila here is on the haircut for Nazir Tuma. That's really the only question, which is haircut number 3. Remember, there are four haircuts. The first two are haircuts just in case he is a Tiglach, just in case he is a Mitzora. Haircut number 3 is just in case he is a Nazir Tameh, and then haircut number 4 if he is a Nazir Tahar. So the first two haircuts, you're right, it might be because Naziris of Tumah, just in case he's not a Mitzora, but maybe he is a Mitzora. So just to make to be safe, I have to use a Tahar for haircut number 1, and for haircut number 2, and for haircut number 4. The only one that I might not have to is for haircut number 3. Because let's say I'm not Tameh. Let's say I'm only a Nazir Tahar. Okay, so what are you doing? I'm getting a haircut, but I'm going to wait another 30 days anyway. And then get a haircut with a tar. So the Gemara is asking, do you have to use a tar for haircut number 3? That's really the question underneath the words of the Gemara according to the Rishonim. That's how Tosfos explains it and others. Our Hani Arbat Teglach Yis Tekamar. These haircuts, or specifically as we just explained it, that haircut of number 3. Mishum Mitzvah o Mishum Avurei Seyar Tumah. To put it in the Gemara's lashon is it because of a mitzvah or is it just to remove the hair? To put it in our terms, it might be looked at as, is it the Maisa mitzvah, or is it the Totsah of the mitzvah? Is there some significance to the action of removing the hair, which would mean Ta'ar, Dafka, a razor, or is it just the Maisa, get rid of the hair? Have the hair removed, and then maybe we could use some type of cream in order to get rid of the hair. Lamai Nafka Mina, La'avurei, Binasha, if you could remove it with some type of cream, right? We see on the side, it says, Sam HaMeshir Esaseir, some type of cream that removes the hair. Or, like the case where Moshe had a couple of days ago, drinking something, which would remove the hair, which is even less of a Maisa than smearing something on it. Amr Mishum Mitzvah, if it's Mishum Mitzvah, Lavri Binasha, lo, you wouldn't be able to do it. It's a mitzvah, it's a ma'isa mitzvah that requires v'yamr b'shem avurei seyar tumah, and if it's just to remove, I'm sorry, avurei seyar, if it's just to seyar tumah, if it's to remove the hair from a nazir tameh, afilu sachya nasha nami, even just smearing this type of liquid or material, it should be okay. So my, what is the halacha? And as you saw the last couple of lines of the Tosfos, explain it as we explained it. Mikol makom, im lo haisa tiglachas tuma, tzricha tar, mishim savigna denazir tar, lo haya tzarech giluach, shardayin lo haya bo mutter lishtos b'yayin. You're not going to drink wine anyway, until after the fourth haircut. So what are you asking about? Just haircut number three per se. So amarava tashma umegaleach arba tiglachios. The Mishnah says that you are going to have to get four haircuts in this context, and if you don't really need a tara, a significant haircut yet, the lashon wouldn't be four haircuts, which sounds like it is similar. Shma mina mishum mitzvah shma mina. So it's mashma that it's mishum mitzvah. Tosfos actually has 2 days. What exactly is the diuk? Is it that it mentions all four, or that it seems to put them all together? That's the first day in Tosfos. Yesh b'farshim the daik mita kolel osam biyachad. Puts them all together. Either way, that the assumption of the Gemara is that they all have to be with a tar, and therefore, even if though it's only mishum safek of all different situations, they all have to be with a razor. Okay, Adralach Shalei Nazirim. So we finished off that parak. Remember, just an overall comment. That whole eighth parak was all about cases of suffix. Remember the first Mishnah back on Daf Nun Zayin. Two Nazirim are here, and one of them says to, third person says to one of them, one of you is Tameh. What do you do? Next Mishnah was, what if one of them died? What do you do? And then we had, what happens if you are not sure about a Nazir, if he is Tameh, if he is Mitzorah? Right, that's the eighth parak, is all issues of suffix that come up in this parak. The previous parak, and a very organized previous parak, was about a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, and what do you do when you have the two of them? Okay, now we get to the last parak, which has various other miscellaneous halachas related to Naziris. Hakusim ein lahem Naziris. Kusim. What does Kusim here mean? So many times Kusim means Kusa, the nation of that's mentioned in Tanakh. But here Kusim just means non-Jews. Ovdei Kochavim. Non-Jews cannot be Nazirim. A man can be a Nazir, a woman can be a Nazir. A non-Jew cannot be a Nazir. Tosfos says in the first one in the Perek, Ve'ein Karbanan Karav. And he can't bring their Karbanas of Naziris. Afa Gavde Mekala Mehem Nadarman Adavis. Even though I can accept other Karbanas from a non-Jew, but not karbanas of a nazir. As will be explained, the non-Jew could only bring one type of karban, a karban ola. Right? We say in Davening, ki besi beis tefila yikari l'chol ha'amim. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Sefer Malachim, he discusses that it should be the center of the world, not just the center of the Jewish world. That's what the Beis HaMikdash was. But not in the world of Naziris, it'll be based on a diuk, based on a pasuk. But the svara that is given is that they can only bring karbanis ola, they can't bring other types of karbanis. Whenever this halacha comes up, we like to quote the thought of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Bereishis, where he discusses, why is that true, that a non-Jew could only bring an ola? What if a non-Jew does something wrong? What if they violate one of the Sheva Mitzvos Meinoach Peshogeg? And they want to bring a karban. What if they do anything? They want to bring a nedava, they want to bring a shlamim. As an adava, why can't they do that? Why can't they only bring a carbon ola? So there he quotes in Parak Beis, Pasuk Dalet, a machlokes tanoim in relating to different related discussions. And then at the end of that piece, he says, "V'hinei yesh machlokes yikaris ben Yisrael la'amim." There is a major machlokes between the Jewish people and the other nations of the world. Diladidan hanefesh v'haguf yesh lahem kesher sinteti. We believe that there is a connection. There is a synthetic connection, in his words, between the guf and the neshama. Kamo shebir haramban, like the Ramban writes, vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, shegaf haguf nis'alai de haneshama. Right, they work together. And that's the, he doesn't quote it all, oh, he does quote it, a little bit. He alludes to it. The Ramban on Nasa Adam, Bitzalmenu kin Musenu, Nasa, not like Rashi, who just says Hashem is giving, anava, showing anava, and bringing in, others. No, Nasa, guf and neshama. Nasa Adam. We are made up of both. V'chei pirshua parshanim ala pasik lo yadan ruchi, bishagamu basar, shagam aruach nasa la basar, v'chulu. And we say in Asher Yatzar, mafli laso. So there are many different pshatim quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? But the last one, the Rama says, what is mafli lasos? What is the neflos abore? That we have a guf and a neshama that work together. Unbelievable, right? Usually, if you have, and it's a guf and a neshama that work together, even though there are nikavim, nikavim, and chalulim, chalulim. Usually, if I have a balloon, and I pop a hole in the whole balloon shrivels up, and all the air leaves. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a body, and he puts a neshama in, and we're able, and we have nostrils, and we have other orifices, and we, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us chayim every second of our life. So said that, that's what we believe. We believe that there is a connection, and they work together. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Atunin is asked Rebbe, you know, it's maybe this is, he doesn't quote this, but this is also part of it. He says, I could poter the whole Olam from Din. Antoninus was a believer. He's a good friend of Rebbe. He said, because in the future, when the Guf and the Neshama go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, oh, we didn't do anything, the Neshama is going to say, you know, since the person died, I haven't done anything wrong. So obviously, I'm not at fault. And then the Guf is going to be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Guf's going to say, well, since I died, I haven't moved. I haven't done anything. What's the hashkafa behind that question? There's two different ideas. There's neshamas and there are gufim, but it's not that they work in tandem. They don't work hand in hand. What was Rebbe's answer? The mashal of the two guards that couldn't steal things themselves, but when you put them together, you have the blind person holding the lame person. So then they're held responsible. So I'm going to put the guf and the neshama and judge them. What's Rebbe's answer? That we believe the guf and the neshama work together, work in tandem. So says Rabbi Yaakov, that's a uniquely Jewish belief. Aval ha'akum omrim. But the other nations say, it can't be together. You can't be involved in the physical. You can't give the guf pleasure and be a holy person. You can't have normal family life. No, well, many of their other religious leaders can never get married, right? Because you can't have normal physical pleasure and fun and enjoyment in the context of spirituality. Even if you have a soul inside, there is a soul, but it's not that it works together with. That's why even their God, they had to say, was created by, without an impregnation, right? They had to be created by a son of God, right? Because you can't have somebody so spiritual who comes from the physical. What is the Torah start off by saying? Our greatest leader had parents. And that's what you see in halacha also, and this is the point. Shlamim we could bring. What's the message of a shlamim? Or of a chatas, or an asham, or any other carpet for that matter. There is some achilas mizbeach, there is some achilas adam. Whether it's a kohen, whether it's the bailim, Ol is the only one that is full achilas mizbeach. And that's what they could bring, because that's what they believe in. They believe in pure spirituality. Kishalme akum olos. They try to bring an shlamim, it turns into an ola. My taima, deliba l'shamayim, yefshala akum lahavin echitachin, sheyochlo abasar v'yezek karben shel kedusha, avo b'yisrael amrinan. We believe that we could sanctify our meals. We have su'udos mitzvah v'chulu, and that has to do with also this first halacha in the perek of kusim ein lahem naziris. Kusim do not have naziris. They could only have carbonous ola, and a naziris has to end with more than an ola. Vaiter. Nashim va'avadim yeshlem naziris. A woman could be a nazira, right? It's a pasuk in Chumash, right? Isha isha. Va'avadim, but the chiddush here is avadim could have be naziris. An eved kenani. Chomer b'nashim miba'avadim. There's a chumra of women. Shahu kofe es avdo ve'ina kofe es ishto. What exactly does that mean? So pashas the Rishonim here say, he, the master, could force his Eved not to be a Nazir. And he cannot force his wife not to be a Nazira. So what does this mean? When could he not force his wife? So maybe this means once he was at Mefir, right? And Naziris is a type of Neder. And once he is not Mefir, then he cannot force his wife to not be a Nazir. The Rambam has a little different understanding of the words. The Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim discusses this in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Hey. The Rambam discusses it. Okay, I forgot to bring it, but that's what the that's okay. But the Rambam has a discussion of, he has a lashon of kofa as ishto, that you can be kofa. Maybe he has a different understanding, a different girsa, kofa as ishto through hafara, but not. Lamaisa, it doesn't seem to that there are differences in halacha. It's just a question of how the Rambam understands kofa and eino kofa. Says the Gemara, Ketani akusa mein lam naziris. Mino ani mili, what's the makar? So he just gave a nice hashkafik svara. But what's the makar? The Tana Rabbanon. Tabeo b'nei Yisrael v'lolo of dekachavim. That's it. B'nei Yisrael are not non-Jews. V'yamarta aleihem. Next phrase, there in the beginning of the parsha of Naziris, L'Rabbo says, Avadim, say to them, that extra phrase is to include Avadim. Rabbeinu Peretz says, tells Rabbeinu Peretz, if you're going to include one and exclude one, you include Avadim, you exclude Akum. Because Avadim are closer to mitzvos than Akum are. Of the Eved Kenani is chayav in mitzvos like an Isha. And therefore, we would include the Eved and exclude the Akum. Says the Gemara, Lamalikra, one second, what do you even need a pasuk to include Avadim? Why don't you just go through the rule that we just mentioned? Ha'amrit kol mitzvah sha'isha chayeves ba, eved chayev ba. Isn't it always the rule, right? All mitzvos that women are obligated in, so to Eved Kenani. Not for the same reason, but because there's the p'tur of Zman Grama by both of them. So why don't we just have that rule and not go based on a pasuk? So Amar Rava shiny hacha. Now here is different. You would have not included them. To Amar Kra, le'esar iser al nafsho. Right? What does that mean? That's in the Parsha of Nedarim, at the end, the Parsha's Matos. To aser something on themselves. That's when a neder could work. And Naziris is a form of neder. B'misha nafsho kanuyolo. That's only somebody whose nefesh is kanui to himself. Yotza eved she'ein nafsho kanuyolo. Excluding an eved whose nefesh is not kanui to him. And therefore, the hoel ve'ein nafsho kanuyolo, and says that the eved is not his own, ein nafsho kanuyolo, ema gabi nazir namilo. So you might have thought also he doesn't have the power to create his nazirus, because his nefesh is not kanui to him. Kamash malan, he can. Yes, there's veto power by the Baalim, but he is in the world of nazirus. Okay, Tosus writes in Meseches Gittin on Dav Mem that even though we have this rule that Isha and Eved go together, but there's still a difference in halacha between them. We don't say they're exactly the same. Tosfos says, the Gemara there is discussing different simanim that a master has freed his slave. One of the simanim is that the master helps the Eved put on tefillin. Right? Because if it's tefillin, it's a mitzvah of Seishas Man Grama, and Eved doesn't have to put on tefillin. If a master puts tefillin on his Eved, so that's a raya that he was Meshachrer Avdo. So Tosfos says, V'lo Mishum de lo me eved le isura de mevarech alehen ve icha bracha levatala. Don't say that the raya is, well, he wouldn't be doing an avera, right? Meaning, after all, if he makes a bracha, it would be a bracha levatala. So if he's doing it, it must be that he freed his eved because he wouldn't be making a bracha levatala. That's not the raya, says Tosfos, the bracha issue. Da suka lulav shofar vekama mitzvah asay shahanashim mevarchos. Because there are many times that you can make a bracha even on a mitzvah that you're not obligated in. Ela mishum de'ein avadim regilin betfilin ve'ilav de'shachrei lo havi manachlei. It's about tefillin per se. About tefillin per se. That he wouldn't put on tefillin if he wasn't meshachrei him. Because it's not the derech of avadim to wear tefillin. So what does it sound like from Tosfos? It sounds like Tosfos is comparing other Rishonim, whereas Tosfos brings it up, comparing Eved and Isha in terms of the bracha. Meaning we know that Tosfos quote holds against the Rambam, against others, that women can make a bracha on Zman Gramas. Not all Rishonim agree to that halacha by women, but for sure not by Avadim. Bali Tosfos have certain deos that even if We say that women can make a bracha on Zman Grama, but it could be that Avadim cannot. And what's the svara for that? Tosfos holds they both do. But here, in Tosfos and Gittin, other Rishonim hold not. Why? Because the reason that a woman is pater from Zman Grammas is different than the reason that Avadim are pater from Zman Grammas. Avadim are pater from Zman Grammas because they do not have a full Kedushas Yisrael. And that's why we say in the Shalom Asani Aved, we say, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me a full Kedushas Yisrael. Why don't we say it in the positive, Sha'asani Yisrael, because we want to because that would just include everything. We want to focus on every part of Hakaras HaTov that HaKadosh Baruch, that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Asani Goy, Shalom Asani Aved, who also doesn't have full Kedushas Yisrael, and that might be reflected in the fact that not all Rishonim say they can make a bracha. Masha'enkin, a woman has full Kedushas Yisrael, but she then has a Ptur. Meaning, by Avadim, it's a Hafkos Achiv. By a woman, she might have a Chiv with a Ptur. With a Ptur of a Zman Grama. So that's the, a difference that some Achronim suggest. So the Ptur of Zman Grama is discussed already by the Rishonim. Right? The Abu Draham writes in his commentary on the Siddur, that's the Abu Draham on page Chaf Hei, he writes, "Vatam sheniftar anashim yimitzvah seish van grama, why are they pturos? Lefi shahaisha mishubedes labayla lasos tzrachav, vim haisa mechuyeves, b'mitzvah seish van grama, efsha shebeshaz asiyas ha-mitzvah, yitzavos ha-labayla lasos mitzvaso, vim tase mitzvah saborei, vataniach mitzvaso, oyla labayt mi bayla, vim tase mitzvaso, vataniach mitzvah saborei, oyla mi yotzra." Meaning, what does it mean from the husband? It means family obligations. It means that often in family life, both parents can't be involved in ruchni, a spirituality, davening at the same second. And if you make them both have to fulfill all the mitzvahs that are time bound that you can't like do later, so then what's going to happen with the kids? What's going to happen? It happens to be, and the woman is the Akeres Habayis, the woman who is the one who creates the atmosphere of the house, right, the language of the Rishonim, why women light Shabbos candles, even though the Chiv is on the men and the women, because the Rambam's Lashon is that she is Osekes, but Sarchei Habayis, more than the man. What does that mean on a Hashkafic level? More than just literally? It means that she's the one that creates the atmosphere of the house. She's the one that the children have a deeper connection with. The mother more than the father. And the Meshech Chachma writes that. In Parshas Noach, the women were given this inherent connection to their children and desire to have children more than the men. Right? To counter the fact that they're not obligated in Pur Avu. We mentioned that many times. They're not obligated in Pur Avu. Why? The Pasuk in Maseches Yevamos. But, Hashkafigli, why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot command a mitzvah inherently that is painful. It can't. Bris Mila is a different type of mitzvah. We don't know what the baby feels. And that's also becoming Jewish. That's a different type of mitzvah. But once a person becomes Jewish, Hashem, there is no mitzvah that it is inherently painful. And that's why the Gemara says in Sukkah that when we're trying to figure out what a hadas is, it can't be this type of branch that has thorns on it. Because Rechad Dachei Noam. So that's why women cannot, of course women do 99% of having children, Pur Avu. But just because of the system, the rules of the system, Hashem can't be mitzaveh it. But to counter that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a motherly instinct to want to have children and have that deeper connection to the children than the father could ever have. And that's also connected. So the woman is in charge of the house. And that's also an application of that is the patur of Zman Grama. Because if you can patur one of the family members, it's going to be the woman, because she's the one that has that special connection to her family. Lafichach patra habori mi mitzvosav kediz lios la shalom in baila. And with the family, again, you could read this on the surface and say, what? You have to understand what the message is. V'gedola mizu matzanu. And he says, it's part of Shalom Bayis, and he quotes the halacha of Isha Sota. Shashem agadol nechta b'kdusha v'tara nimchal amayim. Hashem says, erase my name to keep Shalom Bayis in the house. So surely, one of the mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. We Ashkenazim paskin, that if a woman wants to do a mitzvah, she makes a bracha, meaning it is a ma'isa mitzvah. And she has full kedushas Yisrael. But that is the halacha. Rav Hirsch also has another idea, which is suggested by many, and that is also true. Women, why is the woman chosen? Not only because they are the creators of the household, but women are generally more naturally spiritual. And therefore, they need less guards and less mitzvos. Rav Hirsch writes this in Parshas Emor. It seems to us to be rather much more likely, I'm reading you the English translation, because after all, he wrote it in German, and I don't know German. So, English. So that the Torah did not impose these mitzvahs on women, because it did not consider them necessary to be demanded from women. He's talking about sukkah there. All zman gromis, there's only about 9 of them. All zman gromis are meant by symbolic procedures to bring certain facts, principles, ideas, and resolutions afresh to our minds from time to time, to spur us on afresh, and to fortify us to realize them, to keep them. Right, once in a while, how often does zman gromis come up? Okay, tefillin and tzitzis, that's true. But lulav, sukkah, Shabbos was, but women are obligated. Right, there are a few. Matzah was, but women are obligated. And we take out the 3 afinu ebozo anesis. How many mitzvahs lamaisa are women are not obligated? Hakel. Right, you have a couple. But God's Torah takes it for granted that our women have greater fervor and more faithful enthusiasm for their God-serving calling, and that this calling runs less danger in their case than in that of men from the temptations which occur in the course of business and professional life. Thus, at the very origin of the Jewish people, God's foresight did not find it necessary to ensure that their bond with Him by giving women some permanent symbol and place for men. That's what he said. And that's why also we find, again, it's a reality, men, we have to daven in shul. The chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur, and we have to go. Women can daven anywhere. Women could get into the spiritual zone anywhere by themselves, focused on and connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And men don't have that ability because they need to be in a shul with a tzibur. The chulu. Obviously, if a woman wants to be part of the tzibur, tefillah b'tzibur, you know, there's an even higher level. Tvarim shebikdusha. But obviously, this is the connection. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara mentioned that this, connection between avadim and women in terms of the lamaisa, mitzvos involved. But we mentioned that here by Naziris, there was a Havamina that they wouldn't be included, Kamash Balan. Just to remember one mucker also we quoted last week, the Kesef Mishnah points out that there's another mitzvah that women and avadim are different in. Here they're not. Here the Maisa they're not. They're both included in Nazirus. But the Havamina was that they would be different. But there is one that they are different, and that of course is what we mentioned the past couple of days, cutting one's hair. There's no Isser of Baal Tashkes and Baal Takif when it comes to a woman, even though avadim are included. That's the Rambam and Hilchis, Avodah Zarah and Perak Yud Beis. Ha'isha Shagilcha Pas Rosha Ish, Oshin Nizgalcha Ptura. A woman is ptura, right? Kosh yesu b'al tashlis, yesu b'al takif, v'isha ena b'al tashlis, l'fisha ena zakan, l'fichach avadim, ho v'yesh lahen zakan asurin b'hakafa. So the Rambam says explicitly, b'al takif is an exception, says the Kesef Mishnah. Af al gav, the kol mitzvah sh'isha chayeves b'hen, eved chayev b'hen, even though the Gemara says in Nazir, Daf Samach Aleph, that there's a parallel, v'sh'eni sh'chayeves b'hen, ena eved chayev b'hen, but ha'adif, but there are some exceptions to the rule. But ha'adif me'isha, but here there's the difference, because isha, it's a mitzias, ein la zakan, and evid yesh la zakan. So yes, there are, that's the general rule, but there are exceptions to the rule. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Amar Mar, right in the middle. Omar Mar, Dabel, Bnei Yisrael, lo lo avdei kochavim, v'kol heicha dechsiv Yisrael, lo avdei kochavim, lo. So whenever it says, Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, by a mitzvah in the Torah, Ofdi Kachavim were excluded. V'hagabi Arachin, Dechsiv, Arachin, or Arachin, Arachin, evaluations, the end of Sefer Vayikra. Dechsiv, Daber, Bnei Yisrael, that starts off, talking to Bnei Yisrael, if somebody wants to give an Erech to the Beis HaMikdash, right, goes based on gender and age. V'tanya, Bnei Yisrael, Ma'arichin, beginning of Meseches Arachin tells us, Bnei Yisrael can be Ma'arich, could offer to give a certain value, V'ein Ofdi Kachavim Ma'arichin. But a non-Jew cannot be Ma'arich, a non-Jew cannot say, you know, I'm going to give so-and-so's value, and you go by the Erech written in the Torah. Yochel lo yiyu ne'erachin, you might think they also can't be ne'erach, the object of an Erech, tamal amar ish. So they can be included, ish includes. So B'nai Yisrael excludes, we see ish includes. So you see, it's not excluded here, where it says B'nai Yisrael. So the Gemara says, shiny hacha, you're right, that should work. There's a different reason why Ovdei Kochavim are excluded from Nazirus. Not because of Bnei Yisrael v'lo Banos Yisrael, because as you just proved, Bnei Yisrael does not always exclude them. But what does it mean? Shaini hacha to amar kra lo avivu limo lo yitama. It says, for parents, lo yitama. B'mi sheyesh lo av, somebody who has a halachic father. Yatsa Ovdei Kochavim she'ein lo av, excluding a non-Jew who ain lo av, who does not have a halachic father in that context, Fine. Says the, let's just finish the Gemara first. Lamai, in what regard does a non-Jew not have the connection to his father? Ilemala in Yerusha, is it regarding Yerusha inheritance? That's not true. V'yam Reb Chiyah Bar'av and Amar Reb Yochanan, Ovid Kelchavim Yerushas Ovid Dvar Torah, Midaraisa, there is Yerusha by a non-Jew. Shenebar Ki Yerusha Le'esav, Nasadi Asar Seir. Calls it Yerusha to Esav. So it can't be regarding Yerusha. Ella b'misha muzar al kibud aviv, right? Kibud av. There is no halacha of kibud av. It makes sense, but there's no halacha of kibud av when it comes to a non-Jew, and that's why he is excluded. The Sharmus Yana Balacha here quotes, oh, based on the Mefarish. The Mefarish here says, "Ein ovdei kochavim, ein lo av." You see on the first wide line on the bottom, "De ein avos lo ovdei kochavim." There is no avos. That concept doesn't fully exist by a non-Jew. How do you know that? Where does that come from? So, the Noda B'Yehuda writes in a tshuva that there is a certain level of halacha and snias found generally in the Jewish world. As the Gemara says, rov be'ilos achar habal, and therefore you could assume, how do we know that? By the mother, you know the baby came out of the mother. How do you know that this is the father, without going through the DNA? How do you know this is the father? Rov be'ilos achar habal. That's the assumption. But there's no halacha of rov. Holk nachar rov doesn't apply. Right? The Michas Chinuch discusses that in one place, to non-Jews. So halacha applies to Jews, achar amahatos. It's given, it's a din da'arais that applies to Jews. But that concept of rov might not apply halachically or in reality to non-Jews. And therefore, you can't say the rov be'ilos achar habal. And therefore, you don't have the concept of avos in a vaday way by non-Jews as you have by Jews. Also, it might be based on Rabbi Tam, the beginning of Ksubas, Zirmasusim, Zirmasim, a different type of halachic status of lineage. But that is the Gemara's suggestion, at least at this point. Maybe Nazir requires avos, the din of patrilineal lineage, and the non-Jew doesn't have it in all aspects. He has it by Yerusha, but not in terms of kibud av aim, and that's where he would be excluded. We paskin, even the Meiri says it right here on our Gemara, and the Rambam says it, even if a woman converted before, or the conversion happened before the child was born. Horaso shalo bikdusha, v'leidaso bikdusha. Also, because when he impregnated his wife, he was not Jewish, so then there is no halacha connection. Vim nisgayer ha'ava ha'ben, afilu nisgayer ha'ava, is a leidas ha'ger b'kedusha, hova ha'raso shalo b'kedusha, eno chayiv al makas aviv ha'kilalaso, el shenoi bo mixas kovet. On a darayis alev, obviously, there's menshlichkeit, but in terms of the technical halacha, he is not connected. Rav Moshe has an important tshuva in the same chelak of Yaradeya that we started off with today. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where there is a woman who converted, 1962. Begiyores, she'ima hanachres cholos, a woman who converted and basically had no connection with her parents. Her parents disowned her after, and she had no connection with her parents. They live in the same city, but no connection. Her mother is very, very sick. And now her mother wants her, calls her up and says, please come visit me and bring the grandchildren. I have a need. I want to see my grandchildren. I never saw them. I want to see them. That's the Shiloh. 20 years, there hasn't been a connection. The non-Jewish mother got sick. She wants to see her grandchildren. And even though halachically there is no specific connection, she, the Gioris, knows. She wants to know. Obviously, natural biological connection. Do we have to be nervous? He's going to go be with non-Jews, v'chulu. Rav Moshe says, mutter. Mutter. He says, the reason that you, the questioner, mentioned that it's going to be a chil Hashem, and the reason that people are going to think that the Torah is cruel, that is 100% a good reason to matir, and you have to make sure that to show the beauty of Torah. And so whether there's no specific biological connection, if she hasn't been connected in 20 years to her parents, I'm not worried that this one visit, or even two visits, is going to have a negative effect. on her kids. Damavakrin chole akum ebrei darkei shalom. We do biker cholim to non-Jews. V'chei mefarnesin aniye akum v'kovrin miseyim mishu ebrei darkei shalom. V'yaleo v'yal nachreo nechdeho harivadi u'neged adarkei shalom kishalo yivakru b'choleo. For sure, could say that, and therefore he says v'chei nirel ani is daiti. He also adds at the end me'inyan me'iser kafui tova. Kafui tova, shematzina b'divrei agada, shikvei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al adam arishon, v'chein al Yisrael, v'yemkeinu dover ha'asar ha'shoveh, bein Yisrael, bein b'nei Noach. If Hashem is upset at kafui tova to Adam, that shows Adam wasn't Jewish. Shows that that's being a kafui tova, not having gratitude, is something that applies to Jew and non-Jew alike. Avshalom atzinu zeh ba'alavin v'Yisrael u'ba'azayin mitzvot b'nei Noach, even though it's not a separate losa, say, anywhere in the Torah, not to be have gratitude. Is that one of the Shem Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Duhu kimo shalo nomar iser mefurish al midas aros. Avshem dvar meusim umagunim. It's like bad midos. There's no separate iser for that. V'nei nashim al zeh. Bein b'Yisrael, bein b'Bnei Noach. And therefore, that's kibud av ha'im also. So halachically, it's fine. Don't be ragil. You don't have to go every week. Barakli os ragil elech shamaya aser af la. Kadeshi Yisrachik Mayam Lotaksa Lasura. Vav Baneo Yavadi Azala Hargya Lelich Lasham. Kadeshi Lu Yachilim Dvar Masurim. But one time or a two time thing where she's sick, says her Moshe, that would be okay. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Second to last line. So what did we just said? That why is a non-Jew excluded from Nazirus? Because it talks about Av V'Aim by a Nazir, and regarding the halacha of Kibbut Av V'Aim, he doesn't have Av V'Aim. So he asked the Gemara, Mi Ksiv Kaveda Vicha Gabi Nazir? But we just said that he has a halacha of Av for Yerusha, but just not for Kibbut Av V'Aim. So how do I know that you should limit it and say, oh, it goes by the Kibbut Av V'Aim sad, and that's why he's excluded? Why do you pick that one? Ela Amakra. You're right. Different limud to exclude non-Jews. This is try number three. La avivu li'imo lo yitama b'mishi yesh lo tuma. Somebody who has shaychus to tuma. Yasa ovikel chavim she'en lo tuma. A non-Jew is not shaykh to tuma. If a non-Jew touches a mace, the Rosh says here, im naga b'mace, ena makabal tuma. A non-Jew cannot become tuma even if they want to. Ena makabal tuma. They're excluded. So you can't be a nazir who the world of tuma applies to him. How do we know that they don't have tuma? So we had earlier Tosas quoted Adam Ha Adam in terms of tuma's mace. But what about all tuma? To Amar Krah, v'ish asher yitama v'lo yischata, right? Parshas Chukas v'nechrosa nevshahi mitoch kahal. That person will be cut off from amongst the kahal. B'mishi yeshlo kahal. Halachically, someone who is in the context of, who is considered part of the congregation, yatzazesh ein lokal. A non-Jew is not considered, kahal Yisrael, and therefore, they don't have tumah, and therefore, they don't have nazirus. That's the limud. Says the Gemara. But wait a minute, what does the pasuk say? They will be cut off from the kahal if they become tumah. Right? Maybe the halacha, the pasuk should be limited. They're not gonna get kares. Maybe you should limit the pasuk saying they don't have kares if they become tummy, but maybe they can't become tummy mace. Amar krab v'hizah tahar la tummy. No, the pasuk says that you could become tahar. Kol sheyesh lo tahar yesh lo tuma. Only someone who could become tahar, who could get the ashes of the paraduma sprinkled on them and become tahar, they could become tummy. V'chol sheein lo tahar ein lo tuma. But if they don't have Tara, if they don't chance to become Tar, they don't have Tumah, and therefore a non-Jew cannot become Tar, and therefore they cannot become Tameh, and therefore they're excluded from Naziris. And again, the Gemara persists, V'eima Tarahu delo havile, Tumah havile. Why should he, maybe the Gemara, the Pasuk is just telling you a reality, but not a halachic connection between Tara and Tumah. The Gemara says, no. Amar Kra, V'ish, it emphasizes, V'ish asher yitmah v'lo yischata. If a man become Tameh and didn't become Tar, .. It seems like there is a tight connection between them. Stop there for a moment. So we have the concept of kahal in this regard, that Jews have a concept of kahal Yisrael. The Sharm Tzion of Halacha here quotes v'lo matzasi makar v'tam lazeh. Where exactly does it quote? The Rosh here quotes kahal akim lo ikri kol. Where do we have that? Where do we have exactly what the mucker for that is? So the Sharm HaSinai Balacha quotes two ideas. Number one, Rashi in Parshas Vayigash, where Rashi quotes that by Am Yisrael it says nefesh. One word. It says, kol ha-nefesh l'beis Yaakov, even though they were 70. By Esav, it says, sheish nefashos. That's kol nafshos beiso, even though there were only 6. Why? Because of the achdus of Am Yisrael. Ikri kol. So maybe that's number one. Number two, he quotes that Yom Matan Torah is called in various farim Yom HaKahal, and therefore they are, that is the connection between them. But basically it's an idea of the achdus, the idea of the arvus that we have. The Noam Elimelech writes, two makoras that I don't quote that often. The Noam Elimelech writes at the beginning of Dvarim, based on explaining the end of that pasuk called Yisrael, he writes, "Vakavana heyoshein tzadik baris hashiyasdo v'lo yachta." Nobody's perfect. V'yim kain eich yochol lazo zeisa dover kedusha beivareinu. How could we expect to do Dvarim shebekedusha with our limbs? Kivet shenasavem eiz avera. We've done sins with our limbs. And now we try to do mitzvahs with our limbs. V'nifkam osawa eiver. V'ech yochol lahashu salav kedusha sa uvda hahi. How could I expect? You know what he says? Shatikim lazeb ma'ashe kolol atzmo and kolos Yisrael. You connect to each other. Ki yesh olam ha'nikra kol Yisrael. V'yolam ahu shalem belishum pgam. Klal Yisrael is perfect. Each individual has faults. But if we connect ourselves to the klal, we're perfect. Ki kolos Yisraelim tzadikim. V'ameich kulam tzadikim. That's not true. We're not tzadikim. When we are amech, when we are all together, kulam tzadikim. V'yemkeim afsha pratim chotim lufamim ava klalasim tamid kayamim v'kdushasam. V'in satan v'in pega rabahem chalila. V'tamid tzrasam chakuga v'chulu. And we are called kahal. One of the makar that was pointed out to me recently, an unbelievable makar. This should be more famous. It's a little unusual, but it has a great musar. There's a Tosfos in Menachos, on Daf Lamed Zayin, and a Shita B'Kubetz is there. Tosfos quotes a Medrash, unbelievable Medrash, from Ashmodoi, Hotzi Mitachas Karka Adam Echad Sheish Lo Shnei Rashim. Somehow in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, there was a man with two heads. Ashmodoi, he was one of the demons, he created a man with two heads. V'nasa Isha, and he got married, v'holid banim, and he had children, kayotzi bo b'shnei rashim, v'chayotzi b'ishto b'rosh echad. Some of his kids had two heads, some of his kids had one head. And, u'kishabo l'achlok b'nechzi avim, when the father died, they came to Shlomo HaMelech, chachami kal adam, to decide how many portions does the man, the boy, the son with two heads get. He wants a double portion, he wants two. And the other ones say no. Tosfos says, end of Tosfos. They came in front of Shlomo HaMelech. What's the halacha? End of Tosfos. But if you look at the end of Tosfos, there's a Shin Mekubetzes, Os Yudches. So he finishes up the story. Shlomo Bechachmaso said one portion. Why one portion? Shlomo Bechachmaso. Here Tiach Mayim, V'kisa Echad Min Harashim, V'shofach HaRoschem Al HaRosh HaSheni. He covered up one of the heads and poured hot water on the other head. Both heads started screaming. Moshe said, you're one body. Moshe, Shlomo HaMelech said, you're one body. Tzok b'shnei rashim. Amar Shlomo, shma mina, detolda achas l'shnei rashim, ve'nidon elakish echad. When one Jew is in pain, when one Jew is getting hot water poured on their head, all Jews scream. That's arvus. That's kahal echad. Kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh. When one Jew is in trouble, it comes up by mitzvahs. One Jew hasn't done a mitzvah. All Jews haven't done a mitzvah. The Ritva's Lashon in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Tes of Kol Yisrael Revim Zelazeh. I can make the bracha for you if you didn't do the mitzvah because I'm still lacking. If one Jew is in pain, the other Jew cries out. We're like a two-headed body. We're like a 6 million-headed body because we're one body. And if one Jew feels it, all the heads need to feel it. That's a again, unusual type of makar, but it has a very powerful message. Okay, back to the Gemara. We're going to try to quote that more often so that becomes more well known. Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos. So, Vayter in the Gemara. So we ended up with a maskana that was accepted. What's the makar that a non-Jew cannot be a Nazir? Because a non-Zero can't become Tamei, as we have from this context, and therefore Naziris has to do with Tumah, and therefore he's excluded. Revacha Bar Yaakov Amar, Vayter, Shaini Hacha. No, different shot. Getting back to what we said earlier, the elements of their being excluded from what we asked before, that we went through, said they don't have an Av. But they do have an Av. What about Yerusha? So now we're about to say, well, they don't have all laws of Yerusha. So you can't ask that as a question, so you can even go back to that answer. Hacha da Amar Krah. Shani Hacha da Amar Krah. V'slachal da Masam Lamnechem Echarechem. Part of Yerusha is being Morish Avadim. Kol she yeshlo nachla, yeshlo tuma. Anyone who has full nachla is connected to Tumah, v'chol she'ein lo nachla, ein lo Tumah. And a guy cannot be morish all things avadim, and therefore he's mufka from aviv, the lashon earlier, and that's the makar, going back to that makar, to be excluded from nazirus. Ihachi avadim namilo. 1 second, so he should exclude avadim too. Avadim, an eved can't be marish an eved, so he should also be excluded from nazirus. And we said that an eved can't, is included. So elam arava, no, wait a minute. Bishlam agabi arachin, shenemar b'nei Yisrael. Now we're going back to the question we asked before. We said, now we're going back to the original answer. Right? B'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. So we said, v'lo ovdei gachavim. Aye. By Erechin they're included. That's a very different. Bishlama, Gabi Erechin, Shnemer b'nei Yisrael, ma'arichin, v'nei no v'chavim ma'arichin, yachol lo yunarachat hamalomar ish. So there you have a separate inclusion. Hacha b'nei Yisrael nozrin u'mevi'in karbon, v'nei no v'chavim nozrin u'mevi'in karbon. But a guy is excluded from the entire world of Nazirus and Brigin Karbonas. Yochol af lo yu Nazirin klal, tamalomar ish. You might think they can't be included in Nazirus at all, tamalomar ish. So the Gemara suggests maybe they are included in Nazirus, they're just not included in the Karbonas of Nazirus. Says the Gemara, you can't darshan that way. Amri imishum karbon, lav mehachanaf galay. You don't need a special mucker in the world of Nazirus to say that they can't bring a karbon. There's a general rule that they can't bring the carbon. Elamei Hasam, Le'ola, Pratla Naziris, Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And therefore, says the Gemara, that is the miut, that they're excluded from carbonus. So what's the miut within Nazir? It has to be they're not included in Naziris at all. So we could go back to the first makar of a B'nai Yisrael, below Nazirim. By Arachin, you have an exclusion and then an inclusion. So you could say they're excluded from being Ma'arich and included from being Ne'arach. But by Nazirus, what are you going to say B'nai Yisrael excludes? Excluded from the halach of Karban, but they're included in the halachas? No, we have a different makar that says that they're excluded from Karban. So what is this exclusion by Nazirus? It has to be that they're excluded Bichlal from the world of Nazirus, and therefore that is the makar. So the maskana, what are the makaras that we have so far? We have the makar of B'nai Yisrael, Velo, Ovdei Kochavim. We have the makar of being excluded from Nazirus, because Nazirus is connected to Tumah, and they're excluded from Tumah. Why? Because they're excluded from Tara. It's a little chain of events, but that is the ultimate sum of the Marmakomas. But Lamaisa, they are excluded. One other final line. Ema, why don't you have this exclusion? Ema, B'nai Yisrael, Nozer Nazirus Olam. Veino of the Kochavim, Nozer Nazirus Olam. Maybe that's what they're excluded from. They're excluded from Nazir Olam. Lachol Yolei Nazir, Tabalam Ar Ish. Maybe it just means the special type of Nazirus they can't do. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miksiv Nazir Olam. Does it say Nazir Olam in the Torah? No. Just says Nazir. Ema B'nai Yisrael, Madirin B'nai and B'Nazir, Veino of the Kochavim, Madirin B'nai and B'Nazir. Maybe the special din that a father can be Madir a son. Maybe that's what's excluded, only the special din. Answers the Gemara, no. Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachi ibn Nazir. We had a machlokas earlier. What was the basis for Ish Madir es Beno ben Nazir, vein Isha Madaris, right, back on Chav Chesma base. Right, Rabbi Yochanan said it was Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Rabbi Yozir Chanina said it was based on Chinuch. But Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha. You can't say Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is being excluded based on a pasuk, as we've mentioned many times. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, by definition, has no hint in the pasuk, and therefore you cannot suggest that either. Okay, we'll stop here by Ema. Hashem will continue this conversation on tomorrow's daf. And Hashem, as we continue here in the last week, Maseches Nazir, Parsha Shir is up from last night.